This is Vatican Radio and I'm Susie Hodges. UNICEF is warning that thousands of children are starving and face death in areas of Nigeria's Borno state that were formerly controlled by Boko Haram militants. The UN Children's Agency said nearly a quarter of a million children in the area are suffering from severe acute malnutrition, and one in five of them would die unless they are treated soon. Doon Porter is the head of communications for UNICEF in Nigeria, and she spoke to me earlier about this developing humanitarian crisis.
Well, it's urgent, critical. The conditions that people are living in Borno State are dire. The situation of children in terms of malnutrition is really dangerous. When we talk about severe acute malnutrition, this means that a child is nine times more likely to die of an ordinary childhood illness, such as diarrhea, than a child who is properly nourished. So it's a very dangerous situation for children.
A senior UNICEF official said earlier this week that there are 2 million people in Borno State that they're still not able to reach. So that means that the true scope of this crisis has yet to be revealed. Do you predict that it could get a lot worse?
We anticipate that we will continue to see new areas where the circumstances are dire. And we do anticipate that we will increase our call for funding. At the moment, we currently have a call for funding of $55 million for this year. That's about 40%. We have about 40% of that money. So we still need a lot more of that money. But we do anticipate that as we are able to access new areas, we will definitely be calling for more funding.
You've visited Borno State. Tell us a little bit about the scene. You know, how visibly malnourished were the children that you saw?
The conditions are really terrible. I have personally only been into Maiduguri because it's very difficult to access these newly liberated or newly accessible areas. So they only let the absolute essential staff into these areas. But I've seen people coming from some of these areas. It's tragic. The children are extremely malnourished. You know, everybody has seen pictures of children who are just skin and bone. It really is tragic.
Are some children already dying each day as a result of severe malnutrition? And if so, what are the numbers?
Every day, we estimate that approximately 130 children are dying. And if we can't reach these children with very, very simple and basic treatment for malnutrition, every day this year, we estimate that 130 children will die. Now, obviously, we're not counting those children. The reason they're still estimates is that if we could physically count those children, that would mean that we would be able to reach them and they wouldn't be dying. So we have to use only estimates.
Is there a risk of a famine situation developing there if aid is not reaching these kids very soon?
There is a risk that famine will develop. We're not at that stage yet, but if we're not able to reach these children, there is a very real risk that they will die of malnutrition-related causes.
I was speaking there to Doon Porter, head of communications for UNICEF in Nigeria.